Now the latest local news on WIBD. A 19-year-old former West Bend man who pled no contest to one count of second-degree sexual assault of a child after having sex with his 15-year-old girlfriend in 2016 will be required to register as a convicted sex offender. Jeffrey Ortiz Jr. was sentenced to 3 months in jail and 5 years probation in January. Judge James Muehlbauer ruled yesterday that Ortiz was not exempt from registration. Under state law, convicted offenders who were under 19 years old and within 4 years of the age of the victim at the time of the crime can be exempt. Ortiz would have been 18 at the time. He moved to Florida after the girlfriend told him she was pregnant. There were fewer thefts reported in the city of West Bend in February than January, but there have already been more than all of last year. According to the monthly crime statistics released by the police department, 46 thefts were reported in February compared to 77 in January. That's already 27% more than all of 2016. Police Chief Kenneth Moyler says the majority of those thefts were from unlocked vehicles. Two people responsible for 10 of those thefts were arrested in late January. West Bend police also investigated 5 sexual assaults, 3 aggravated assaults, and 4 burglaries in February. Washington County High School juniors will be spending part of their day at Fair Park for the annual College and Career Fair today. Kewaskum School Superintendent Jim Smossel talked about the event yesterday on the WIBD Morning Show.
So all the juniors from across the county will have an opportunity. It's for anybody in the county. It's open to the public. It is geared towards high school students learning about careers. This is our third year of doing this. We'll have 20-plus colleges, universities there that the kids can research. We'll have 30 to 40 businesses there that kids can learn about the businesses and find out what it takes to be career ready and what exactly is out there and what exactly is the opportunities that these different jobs have.
The event wraps up by 3 o'clock this afternoon.